I love that song. I never get tired of that song.
That's good, because good.
Do you?
We don't play it if I'm tired of it.
Yeah. I love it.
I have a short attention span.
I know.
The laser focus. That's right.
What's everybody saying?
I love that Amy's dancing on her chair. We got to start standing up for these things.
The sea is watching.
These are awesome comments.
Really good.
What's on our list? Let's see. Yeah.
Got
Fleet and.
Oh, we'll stick that out and do. Look long.
Okay.
What do you have left?
Share. Muster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a few more songs.
Yeah. Okay. I have a capo on this. I memorize it, but I feel nervous. I memorize songs and then I get too nervous and I psych myself up, so then I have to have a piece of paper, which then messes me up even worse, because so maybe I shouldn't do this, but.
I know, like.
It's like a weird game, but I gotta break myself from having the paper out for touring.
If I have a paper on the floor, it distracts me. It's weird.
I think it distracts me too. Actually, it
makes me.
I'm not sure it's the best practice. But then.
But you're lucky because you can concentrate on more than one thing at a time. Well, my sister-in-law Hillary's out there. Hill, this song started after that conversation we had. We were driving. I had just taught a songwriting workshop in Nashville. I love that group. Anyway, we were driving back, Hillary and I, and we were just talking about religion and stuff. And that's the first. This is every line in this song. Nothing is made up. It all comes from. I mean, most of the stories and the songs that we write, obviously, they're through our lens. But some of them, you know, you can take other people's experiences and write about it and so on. But this one is like every line is stuff I've been thinking about and stuff that happened to me. You know, in life, I've escaped largely unscathed except for my own inner turmoil. But, think too much, but that's all right because I got a guitar with Amy. All right, here we go. Right. Oh, sorry.
You have a capo, right?
You're so right, and I'm so off. Hang on, y'all. Now
it's important. That capo is important.
It is.
What it sounds like with that. Well, y'all have some requests that we're not playing. Which thank you for the request, but we need at some point we'll do a request show.
Yep.
And we'll get you to tweet in request or something, or some way that makes sense. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks for being with us. You're just so supportive. It's amazing. Yeah, Thank you.
It's really nice.
It blows us away.
We don't probably get together and just play by ourselves to see each other usually, unless we have to practice. So.
It's fun.
We have to have company to dilute it a little bit.
So thanks, company.
To dilute the power of two.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a stinger.
No, it's true. Like, it helps to know. Remember how when we were talking to Suzanne Westenhofer about. Oh, I was talking to her at some point about comedians and how hard it is during this time, because you depend on your audience to have that conversation with you while you're doing your comedy.
Yeah.
Even more than a musician would.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I was thinking the way that we know it's easier is that we look at the chat, we know you're out there and we can imagine it. And it's like, it's really nice, y'all.
We're grateful.
It's really nice. We're grateful. That's what I'm trying to say. I could have just said thank you, but I already said that. So, all right.